Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
And Carla.
Leave me alone.
Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
What's your problem?
Oh, I'm fine. I just need some coffee.
No, that's not it.
I think I know what's happening.
And what might that be?
Well, the results determined that you shouldn't manage people or interact with the public in any way.
I have the perfect job for you.
Social work?
No. Professional disc jockey.
Ah!
That sounds about right.
Okay, get the show started.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, show number 2085. Carla, it's Friday, 6:09.
That's a lot of shows.
Seems like it.
Wow. Yes, it does. Especially this past week, huh, Mike?
It's been the longest short week of my life.
Oh, man, I know.
But we'll get through it, and we're on vacation all next week.
Bishop
going to be filling in.
Yes.
So he'll take care of you, but looking forward to the weekend, and tonight you and I are going to be broadcasting live. The grand opening ceremonies continue. The big weekend for Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
Yes, yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
It is very cool. I will just speak for myself. I told everybody on Facebook Live, we're not hugging you. So, sorry, we're not hugging.
We'll give you a wave.
We'll give you a wave.
Maybe that's
right.
Or a knuckle punch or something. But you actually have a chance to win a weekend at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
That's cool.
And more on our website, so check that out. Just go to 96.3kklz.com and register to win that. Looking forward to it. So I guess, is that a sign that Vegas is slowly but surely coming back?
I think so, you
with
know.
With an opening
I
of a I big guess, resort like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, you know. I
All
guess
right.
so.
Well.
So, I know it. Do be kind. Do still be kind, though. We still have the mask mandate here. I know you don't want to do it, but nobody does. But, you know, I saw a lot of people in the pictures and all that still observing it, which was good. It's a new casino. It's a no hotel. So, you know, be careful out
there.
And
you know what? Welcome back to those workers from the Hard Rock.
Yes.
Who were told,
yeah,
hey, you still have a job.
Right.
So welcome them back as well.
Right. We had fun closing that last year just almost around this time.
Yeah, now we're opening it up.
Yeah.
Some high clouds, otherwise plenty of sunshine today and through the weekend. High today in the upper 60s, mid-70s, mid to upper 70s on Saturdays. Carla, low 80s on Sunday.
Yeah, baby.
Spring has sprung and we're ready for it.
It's
54 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a survey found the top things that cause those arguments, those carguments in the car. Using your phone while you're driving, tailgating, braking too hard, speeding, and not using your turn signals.
Oh.
Not. Now, if you're driving with your parents or grandparents, it's probably not turning off those turn signals. Hey, Graham,
here's what I do. If I see somebody with their turn signal on for quite a while, I'll get in front of them, and it frustrates my wife, Jody. I'll get in front
Does
of them.
It?
Yes.
Yes.
And do I have to say that? And I'll put on my turn signal.
Oh, no, and just let it go?
Yeah, just let it go. Hoping they'll go, what an idiot.
So they go, what a jerk. Oh, my
Look at his turn signal.
Oh, shoot. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
There need to be different horns or signs that you can hold up to say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Or turn signal. Listen to this. So if you need inspiration for a baby name, look no further than your spice rack, because those are very popular names right now. Herbs and spices. Some of the top names right now are sage, juniper, jasmine, which has always been kind of popular, basil, and poppy. So there you go. A couple others, not quite as high up, not as many of them named this, but saffron, curry, clove, and cayenne. Yeah, I know. Okay, interesting.
They're not going to get teased.
Listen, no, you know what, though? Probably not as bad as some names, really. If
That's
you think
true.
About
Point
it,
well
you
taken,
know?
Yes.
I don't know. Are those worse than Katniss? Come on, Hunger Games people.
Mm-hmm.
And people on Reddit answering this question. Huge thread on this. Something you loved as a kid, but hate as an adult.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's so funny, as I was reading through some of these, it's like, that is so true. You loved it as a kid, hated it. You hate it now. Getting mail.
Yeah.
Right? Because you don't get fun mail now. Yeah. Growing up. Mm-hmm. Getting older, right? Lots of sugar. Being sick, Mike.
Yes.
Being sick. And there was quite a thread on Bill Cosby. Of course, people loved him, and now they don't.
As a kid.
Yes. It was interesting. A fun conversation, that's for sure. A few things you should know brought to you by Young Injury Law. In pain, call Shane, 702-999-9900 or younginjurylaw.com.
New music, Carla, from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're a Tay-Tay fan, you probably already know this.
Is that the one with Maren?
Maren Morris.
I like her, too.
You All like Over Me. This is from her album, Vault. Listen to this. God knows too long and wasted time. Lost tears. Swore that I'd get out of here. But no amount of freedom gets you clean. I've still got you. She was on Good Morning America yesterday. Yeah. And is she going back to her country roots or?
No, her new album is more, and I know Morty, you've listened to it. It's more folk. It's kind of folk.
Yeah, it's more folky.
Yeah, it's very folky.
Okay.
And it's good. But I know they're playing one of her songs. Which one? Ah, was it Cardigan? I can't remember which one. They're
down
playing
the
on country stations. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I know which. I'm sure a lot of country stations are going, she turned her back on us. I don't know.
Well, she did it during the pandemic when no one had anything but a guitar or whatever.
What do you want me to do? I can do country. I can do rock.
She still put out an album.
So, I don't care. Yeah.
What do you do? Pump or Dump or the new one I heard, Take or Shake?
Take or Shake. Their two voices blend together so well.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is Taylor Swift and Maren Morris.
Maren.
Yeah, sounds good.
I picture Taylor one day trying to do something with Billie Eilish and just looking over at her a lot going, what are you doing? No, you can't. That's a weird cadence. I don't even know what you're doing.
It'll probably sound great.
Oh, it will.
Dinner and a movie. This is the download for Happily and a Papa John's Pizza. You want to do the 5-song challenge? We did it last week.
Why not? Let's do something fun for us, too.
Yes. It'll be easy.
Okay.
Put 30 seconds on the clock. Identify 5 songs within 30 seconds, and you're a winner. If you want to do it now, ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Ninth caller, 702-739-9636. Dial it up for a shot to play the 5-song challenge. We'll do it here in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Morning, Sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so we're going to try and play Mike and Carla's 5-song challenge.
Okay.
All right, now we have Karen on the phone.
Here, let me get the clock.
This is for the download for the movie Happily and Papa John's Pizza. Right. We've already explained the game to Karen. And Karen, if you don't know a song, and we'll come back to it.
All right.
All right, 5 songs in 30 seconds. Just yell pass. Here's your first song.
Big Shot.
Yes. Billy Joel, Big Shot. Song number 2. You want to pass on that one?
Yes.
All right, here's number 3.
Another one bites the dust.
Yes. Number 4, listen closely.
I love rock and roll.
Yes.
There
number 5.
Oh, Take Me Home Tonight.
Yes.
Good job.
And number 2.
Sing along.
No pass.
Oh. Well, you can't pass.
There's only 5. Karen.
You know what? We're going to give it to you. It's Hungry Like the Wolf. It's Hungry Like the Wolf. It's Duran Duran. You know what? You got the download. Movie is Happily. We'll give you the Papa John's Pizza. Enjoy it from the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Have
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Great vacation.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It gets me ready to go and gets me energized.
The only morning show I listen to.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
7-11 Friday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show going to be broadcasting from the grand opening. Big weekend for Virgin Hotels Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I know it had a, I don't know, kind of a grand opening yesterday.
Right.
But the big opening weekend kicks off tonight. We're going to be there 5 to 7. You have a chance to win a weekend getaway there. Be one of the first.
That's cool.
On our contest page, or go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. Tap the free KKLZ app, register to win an overnight stay. You can do that today through the weekend. We announce the winner, or Bob will.
Right.
On Monday morning.
Perfect. Good, good.
So 96.3kklz.com or tap the free KKLZ app. Some high clouds, otherwise plenty of sunshine today and through the weekend. No mention of wind, Carla.
Yeah, okay. All right. I see it right now, but it should subside. Okay, go away.
High today in the mid-upper 60s, mid-upper 70s on Saturday, and then low 80s on Sunday. Shaping up to be a nice weekend. 54 now. Carla Lori's on the phone.
Hey, Carla. Remember the Trini Lopez album I got you?
Yes.
Oh,
what color was the cover? Do you remember?
I can go look. I think, why do I think it was orange? If you hang on one second, I can go look.
Do you? I thought, okay.
It's blue with orange writing on it.
It's orange with
blue. What is it? It's blue and the writing on it is orange.
Blue and the writing on it is orange.
You don't need that one back, do you? That's the expensive one.
You don't need that one back.
She has another one for you.
Yeah.
Huh. It's just white.
No. I found you another one. And
oh, my God.
Is that the same one I already got her?
You did. Huh. Yeah, it was blue.
Okay, and that's the... Okay, so that's the one I already got you.
Yes.
I think I just got you the same one.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
It's all right. I'll get it.
Well, you know...
Lori, you are just foraging, aren't you?
You just never know what I'm going to find at the store.
So, I know.
You know, you might be getting a second copy.
Okay.
Of it. I'm not sure.
Limited edition.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Twice. Limited edition twice.
Yes.
I'm going to drop something off for you guys this morning.
Yeah, Morty was looking up the Trini Lopez album that she gave you.
Yeah.
Thinking that might have been the one that was worth a ton of money.
Right.
And no. She wanted to give you, let me give you the other album.
I have to see what that's selling for. He was so handsome.
And you know, we joke about Trini Lopez, but as you were saying, Dave Grohl of the Foo Fighters.
Yes, his favorite guitar, and he plays it, and Morty was just looking at it. It was a blue Gibson, and it is now, of course, the Gibson Trini Lopez. Dave Grohl says that is his absolute favorite guitar. He loves the sound. He loves the feel of it. And he has the blue one. They're selling for well over $20,000.
Yeah. Lori, you got the guitar?
Yeah.
The blue guitar?
If you find one of those, Lori, I will slip you $100. I will. I absolutely will.
And a Papa John's pizza.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. I will.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
I have it on every morning.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we love it. We check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Jeff, a couple of blockbusters opened this weekend.
Yeah.
And these are on the big screen, right?
Oh, my gosh. We have four films to talk about today. This is the biggest weekend you're going to get in a long time. First, the big monkey in the room, Godzilla versus Kong. It's only on HBO Max right now, but it's going into theaters on March 31st. So
okay.
This is the rumble in the jungle you've been waiting for. This is an epic battle. I saw this in IMAX with only one other critic in the audience. It has jaw-dropping action. My inner 10-year-old self was giggling with delight. And also, Regal Theaters will be opening up April 2nd, also one of the largest theater chains. So they're going to be coming back.
How old are these two things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're from the 1950s. Yeah, when I was a little boy, I got Famous Monsters of Filmland. I went to the Fox Theater on East Charleston, if you remember that theater local.
You'd think they'd have walkers by now.
I know. I know.
It's never Son of Godzilla or...
No, but they have the little thing around, the little life alert around their neck, just in case.
He has fallen, but he does get up.
He does. All right, what else?
Well, we have a great, great action thriller called Nobody in Theaters. You know Bob Odenkirk from Breaking Bad and from Better Call Saul. Well, you'll see him as an action hero now because he plays Hutch, who beats up five punks on a city bus, but one happens to be the son of the Russian mob. So he must protect his family in a blaze of gunfire, fistfights, car chases. Christopher Lloyd is back playing his father. This movie is from the people who brought you John Wick. It is fantastic. I love this movie. It's called Nobody.
I worked with Bob Odenkirk doing comedy like 30 years ago.
Really?
Yep, I sure did.
Wow, he does it all.
He does. He's a great comedian.
All right.
Excellent. Yeah, awesome. Amazing.
Okay, what else?
Real quick, and the next one, The Irregulars on Netflix. It's about a group of misfits who investigate a supernatural crime in Victorian London. Forget this, for Dr. Watson and Sherlock Holmes. Big budget series. Thrilling special effects. I'm a huge fan of Sherlock Holmes. I have the cast interviews on my YouTube channel.
All right, and one more.
One more, save one of the best for last. It's called 6 Minutes to Midnight. True story, summer of 39. Influential families in Nazi Germany sent their daughters to a finishing school in England to learn language, the English language, and be ambassadors for a future Germany. But a teacher there sees what's coming and tries to raise the alarm, but the authorities believe he's a spy. True story that you can't make up. And I have interviews with the star Eddie Izzard and the cast on my YouTube channel. This movie is incredible story. You got to see it. It's called 6 Minutes to Midnight.
That one's for you, Mike.
Oh, man.
That one's for you.
Follow him on YouTube, as he says. Some great interviews, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, we're off next week, so we will talk to you when we come back. Talking about... I know we were joking about Trini Lopez.
Yes. Yes.
But as you mentioned, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters said... You know, that blue guitar he used to play.
Yes, yeah.
Is one of the best.
The Trini Lopez Gibson, yes.
And there's a lot of guitar players that play that guitar for a lot of reasons.
Right.
The sound and what it puts out. Here's a guy, and I played the sound for you. Here's a guy that makes his guitar sound like a person singing. I guess it's up to you. You listen and tell us. Now, does that sound like a human singing?
It sounds more like a human than a guitar, you know? Wow. When he's plucking, you can't... There. When he holds it...
Yeah.
It sounds like a voice.
Like a female voice?
Yeah, it does. Interesting. That's interesting.
It doesn't say what kind of guitar.
Huh.
Okay. But that is pretty magical, though.
Yeah, really? Right. Wow, okay.
There you go. You decide.
Just pinching her. I don't know.
Something. Pump or dump. Take or shake. That's the new one I like, so. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got it.
Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. On 96.3 KKLZ.
8:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Big part of the grand opening festivities going on. Virgin Hotels, Las Vegas. Going to be there tonight, broadcasting live 5 to 7. And looking forward to it. Welcome back, all the employees that were let go.
Yes.
From the Hard Rock, and they said, hey, You can have your job back if you want it.
Yeah, they said hang tight, you know, just hang tight, and I hope they did.
Me too. Looking forward to seeing some familiar faces when we get back there tonight. So, and we do have a weekend getaway. We're giving it away online. So if you want to go to our website, tap the free KKLZ app, register to win your own getaway weekend at the Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Just go to 96.3KKLZ.com. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So
sounds good.
And then vacation.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe we won't leave. We'll just stay there.
Gosh.
Book a room.
Yeah, right.
Stay there for a week. Some high clouds, otherwise plenty of sunshine today and through the weekend. High today in the upper 60s, mid to upper 70s on Saturday, and low 80s on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Spring has sprung.
Good.
Looking forward to the nice weather.
Finally.
54 outside right now. Here we go, catching you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I love this. Brad Pitt, Sandra Bullock. Now, this is what sources are saying. They've been flirty on the set of their new movie, Bullet Train. They're both single. Sources say their chemistry is quite amazing, even without the special effects of the movie, and it has not gone unnoticed by the cast and crew. I think they'd be a great couple. You know, I doubt that. I'm sure they're just getting along. Now, there's people on set say there's, like, major sparks.
Oh.
They have a great vibe. And a lot of people at that level don't have much to say to each other unless they like each other. But I get the impression they're pretty decent people.
Yeah.
So, you know, Sandra, I mean, come on. Come on, Sandy, as I like to call her.
That's your girl crush.
It is my girl crush, big time. She's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You just throw Charlize in there and we got us a party.
That's a girl's night out.
Yes, it is. Even with Brad Pitt, he's just as pretty. So that's fine.
If you think about it.
So the woman who plays Lily in the AT&T commercials, she's been sitting behind a desk in a lot of the new ads, and she decided to do that. She said, you know what? You lost the privilege of looking at my body until I feel safe again. She's been receiving a lot of inappropriate sexual comments for the past year, and she said it feels gross.
It's so, and I'll try and be as delicate as I can. She's very busty.
She is. Yes, she is. And she knows. I mean, she just is. And she said it's, but, you know, that's not.
People are taking it a little too far, and it's
that
too
they
bad.
Know her, and they don't. So,
exactly. That sucks.
I know.
For us decent guys.
Yes, I know. Exactly, Mike. Couple having their wedding photos taken in Central Park, New York, and Denzel Washington was there filming a movie in the park, and he just popped in, said hello, took some pictures with them. I just love that stuff.
He's a guy, I told you a long time ago that we had dinner with him at, what was the steakhouse? Ruth Chris.
Oh,
Ruth's Chris.
Yeah.
Well, not with him. I mean, he was at
he
a different
was there,
table.
Right.
But he was standing outside waiting for his car. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, do you mind if we get
him?
A picture?
Yeah. And he said, yeah, I'm him.
Very nice guy.
Yeah.
He said, we could take a picture.
He seems like that. He does seem rather unassuming, which I think is cool. First episode of The Mighty Ducks Game Changers available on Disney Plus starting today. Emilio Estevez says, I never thought I'd be playing this role again. So, Coach Bombay. So he's back at it. Well, I don't even know how long ago. When did that come out?
Well,
25 years ago?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Has to
be.
Least. Yeah, it's in the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah. And Jessica Walter. She passed away, 80 years old. Now, first thing that I saw her in, and we were telling Morty off the air, gotta watch the movie, play Misty for me.
Come on, Evelyn, I gotta go.
I'd love a Coke.
Not tonight, I gotta get to the station.
No, you don't.
What?
Hey, you're talking to your number one fan, you don't work tonight.
I got this show that I'm trying to set, and it happens to be a very important show to me. That means I gotta pick the music, I gotta write the lead-ins, and I gotta find some poetry. Now, come on, will you?
Poetry? Let me help you. I'm terrific with poetry. I know all
Not
kinds
tonight.
By heart.
Yeah, she
that
was.
That was her thing. I'm your number one fan.
He was Clint Eastwood, the disc jockey.
Yes, he was a DJ in it, and she was a stalker.
Oh.
And it was scary. It was so scary. Oh. She was in that. She was in Grand Prix. And a lot of people, of course, know her as the mother from Arrested Development. She died peacefully. 80 years old. She was fantastic. That is my take, sponsored by Call Christine Bankruptcy. Call Christine, 702-986-0000, or callchristine.com.
Carla, at the top of the show, we were talking about during Things We Think You Should Know, as we kick off a Friday morning, one of the items that came up, things we liked as a kid but no longer as an adult.
Yes. Yeah.
And we wanted to revisit that. Because if you want to dial in or text in, what were those things or that one thing that you liked as a kid but as an adult? For example, now.
Like getting mail. Everybody loved that as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, now we don't like it as much. You don't get as much, but it's always bills as you've gotten older. Other things were being sick. Mm-hmm. We loved that as a kid. You had a day off, right? You didn't have to go to school. And then you felt better at the end of school, right?
About 3:30 or so.
Yeah,
3:30.
Yeah, you always felt better, yes.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
I feel much better, Mom.
Yeah,
I do. I feel
it's a miracle.
I feel much better. I do. Sugar. Being able to eat lots of sugar didn't really bother you, right? And Bill Cosby, too, was on the list that people used to love, but they don't love as much anymore.
No,
I know.
As an adult.
I know.
What
I know,
is it? 702-739-9636. Take some time. Text in. Call in. I remember I used to love Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
The strawberry or blueberry Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Not the frosting
sugar,
kind.
Sugar, yeah.
I could eat those all day, and now I've come to realize it's just cardboard.
Well,
I still eat them all day.
Well, maybe because I'm a little bit older than you.
I used to like standing and spinning. You remember when you spin as a kid? Now I can go around twice. It's like, oh, God, whoa. Oh.
Listen, I walk around our ottoman, and I need to sit.
Yes, that's right. Also, and I don't know why it was, I think it was when I was in Reno a few years ago, for some reason, rolling down a hill.
Yeah.
That used to be fun, too. It's not very much fun anymore. And it hurts a little bit, too.
Used to do that at, I remember the kids used to do that at Cashman Field.
Yeah.
Old Cashman Field to go see a ball game. You have that hill where you walk down to the ticket booth.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about. Okay, gotcha.
And they would roll down that hill. I'll just take the sidewalk. You're making me sick just doing it.
I'm going to break something.
Yeah.
I just want to see the game.
Good morning. Can I take your order?
The greatest hits of all time.
Order?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Don't you wish you could be like that every once in a while at a meeting?
Yes, as a matter of fact, yes.
My bad. I thought we could ask anything.
We could ask that question.
Throw it out there.
You said.
What?
There were no stupid questions.
I'm just throwing stuff out and see what sticks. What did you like as a kid but no longer as an adult? That's what we're asking. Text or call in 702-739-9636. Russ, what is it?
Staying up late.
Yes.
Boy, that's true.
Right?
Not so much anymore. It's 8 o'clock, the sun's down, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Don't believe the hype, kids.
Go to bed.
We don't have DVR, so now I can watch it in the morning when I eat my grape nut.
Yeah, we don't have to stay up late anymore. No. You don't have to.
DJ, what was it for you?
Well, you know, when we were kids on Friday, we used to have to have fish sticks and macaroni or tuna casserole because, you know, we're Catholic.
Yeah.
Now I can't even go down the tuna aisle in the grocery store.
Right. Because of Lent, you'd have to have something non-meaty.
Yes, that's
right. Friday, no fish.
That's right.
No meat.
No meat, just fish.
Just fish.
Are we having clam chowder again? Ew, I didn't want it.
That was it, so no fish, okay?
Yeah, I'll have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
I guess I'll have bologna.
That's fine.
After Lent.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Interesting. Some of these are hilarious. Kim said, drinking out of the hose. I used to love it as a kid. Now, hell no. That doesn't
Seriously?
Bother me. But a lot of people think drinking out of the hose is just gross now. Yeah.
I taught my grandson that.
Yeah, there you go. Ew.
And my daughter was not happy.
With our water here?
Yeah, I know.
It's actually better,
water,
I think.
Oh, is
do you? I think it, yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I don't mind drinking it out of the hose. I just don't think it tastes great. But right. I know a lot of people, yeah. It's like, well, it's gross. It's been sitting out in the yard for how many years?
Yeah, if it's going to the refrigerator or go to the hose, I will go to the refrigerator.
Yes, agree.
Oh, really?
But if the hose is there.
Yes. Chris said roller coasters and skateboarding. Not as fun as you get older. Now, this is good. When I was a teen, early 20s, loved going to concerts, man. Standing up front, smashed between thousands of people.
Right.
Now, I need a seat. or I need the option of sitting or standing. So, and also I need earplugs. This one was great, and I wish I knew your name. Christmas. Christmas was magical. As a kid, you'd get presents, not have to give anything back in return. Now, as an adult, Christmas is a complete burden. With all due respect to Jesus.
Of course. You know, I think he brings up a good point because I'm getting to that point in my life.
Yeah,
why am I spending thousands of dollars on these people that I see every day?
Right.
That really don't do anything special for me.
Right. Yes.
Just by, you know, it's like the royal family. Just because they're in the family, I got to buy them something?
I'm not legally related to you.
Right.
You're not my blood.
Right.
I also got a couple.
I mean, you know I love you.
Yes,
Merry Christmas.
Right. You guys will like this because as a kid, we thought they were cool. Teenagers.
Yeah, I agree.
Teenagers. Yeah, and a couple people said, and John, you mentioned it too, mowing the lawn, because that used to be so cool when you were a kid.
Yeah, couldn't wait till I was old enough to be able to use the lawnmower.
Yes, it was so cool.
Power lawnmower.
Oh.
When we got that first power lawnmower, because we had the old-fashioned kind.
We did too, the push mower.
And then with the basket, you had to empty the basket.
Oh, yeah.
Were you guys cavemen?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. We had a life.
Yeah.
You know, before all those fancy schmancy motor things came to be.
Before all of you kids had all that stuff with the power, what?
Before the internal combustion engine was invented.
Yes, that's right.
Grass still grew.
Yes.
Okay. Things you loved as a kid, but as you grow up, you go, you know what? I don't even know what I was thinking.
These are great. Some of these things. A lot of people have commented on drinking out of the hose. They're not liking that too
really?
Much. Yeah.
Oh,
not liking that,
man.
Mike. No. Because
come on.
It's gross. And somebody actually said, same hose has been sitting in the backyard for 8 years. Yeah, I'll pass. I'll drink out of the faucet.
Best thing ever.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know about that, but it doesn't bother me, but I don't know if it's the best thing ever. Somebody said friendships. It was so easy when you were a kid. You just did anything whenever.
Yeah.
Now you got to plan it. Now, when are you guys available? When can we get together? Can't do anything spontaneous anymore. It's got to be planned out because we're adults.
And to get together?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You just called for each other.
That was our normal, hey, I'm out. And
yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Somebody else said... as a kid, yes, you mentioned mail, Carla, but I loved junk mail. It was the most fun when we got junk mail.
Mm-hmm.
We got to open it. It was like we were actually adults getting real mail.
Here, Bobby, you open the coupons.
Yes.
There you go.
Somebody said getting a card in the mail that you would open very slowly if it was around your birthday because a $5 bill might fall out of
it.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When your uncle, your godparents sent you that $5, sent you a fin, right?
That doesn't happen as an adult.
No, it doesn't. No, you don't get... There's my email right there. Okay, mm-hmm. That's my happy birthday. So, and a few... This is so funny. Karen said circus peanuts. Used to like them as a kid. They're a pain in the butt now.
That's what Morty was saying about popcorn.
Yeah.
He loved it as a kid,
it's
but
dangerous.
As an adult...
Dangerous.
Get stuck in your teeth.
Yeah,
or choke.
Yeah, flush.
Or choke and die.
Yes. Or that. Yes.
That brings down the excitement of popcorn.
Oh, God. Being a kid was the
Well, thank
best.
You for texting in, calling in. All great stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. I just love this story. A 25-year-old woman in England woke up to a surprise from a secret admirer over the weekend. A note that said, "I will always love you." And he also supplied 2 cooked hot dogs. Okay. No buns or anything, just 2 hot dogs.
Well, that's... Okay.
Doesn't that say it all?
I don't know. I'd like buns, but okay, well, whatever. That's fine.
She has no idea who it is.
Yeah. Low carb love.
That's what it is. Has no idea who it's from, and she says her boyfriend really doesn't feel threatened, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
He was like, but thanks for the hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, whopping $2 your secret admirer spent on you. All right.
Bank clerk in Houston was arrested after he tricked some women into handing him their phone so he could steal their nude pictures. I see stuff like this and I go, first of all, how did he know? And to go through all that work.
Have you heard of porn?
I mean,
just curiosity. You know, I mean, it's out there.
And it's already on your phone, right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, geez. Okay. Whatever.
It's just a stupid story I saw and I thought, yeah, this fits perfect into the... Nothing like the award-winning segment yesterday.
Yes, well, yeah, no, not at all, Mike. Police in Georgia had to arrest Shaquilla Smith. She was eating lobster while she was driving. Officer stopped her, and they said she made like a really wide turn and looked very distracted. It's hard enough eating lobster in a restaurant,
right,
let alone in your car driving. Now, the officer smelled air freshener and lobster when she rolled her window down. She said, "I'm eating because I just got off work and I'm hungry." Uh-huh. So he said, "Yeah, but do you, okay. Is that the lobster next to the marijuana?" Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
She was arrested, marijuana possession and failure to maintain her lane. And yeah, exactly.
Where was the little thing that they, you know, they light the candle little, and with the butter?
Yeah, the little, yes, exactly, the drawn butter. Exactly,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was off to the side, and she had to reach underneath the seat, and yes, wait, he got away from me, hold on.
That's too bad.
And listen, people, you want to start caring about the environment just a little bit more. They found out one of the chief pollutants in the air is a chemical found in plastics. It's all around us. Well, it's causing all sorts of things, including... penis shrinkage.
Oh.
Yeah. No, in general, period. Guys, listen up. You, and in your kids. Babies are being born with
tiny.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, which means as you get, you know, older, well, guess what? So it's nice to you know, laugh when you're having fun, but to laugh and point, that is not as fun. So,
well, clearly, I've been raised around plastic.
Maybe so. There are a lot of guys out there going,
Joni, it's not my fault.
Honey, get glass. Use the glasses more to drink out of.
Look at all the plastic around me now.
Yes, right? Yeah, so be careful out there. Maybe, you know, be a little more concerned for your husband, your brothers, your sons-to-be that you're going to name Sage.
Ourselves.
And you. Yes, that's right. That's
I'm going home and getting rid of all the plastic.
Yes, that's right. Care about your boys.
Recycle them.
And your boys. Okay, yeah. That's all I'm saying. Friday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start your work day off on a positive note. This is good news, a little bit of an update, I suppose. America's national bird, that would be the bald eagle, thriving after years of heading towards extinction. And very sadly, the pandemic has helped. A report from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says there are now over 316,000 bald eagles in the lower 48 states. Yeah, 4 times what that was just about a decade ago. So that's a big deal. And the pandemic helped a lot of animals just thrive, you know, and animals that were kind of falling by the wayside. So very cool. The bald eagle strong. Steady. Mike, you and I both said the first time, I think it's the only one I've seen, was in Alaska.
Yeah, I saw one, and it was on a street light.
Yeah.
Not as majestic as I was hoping.
Right.
You know, but he kind of looked at me.
With a cigarette. It was an older one.
He was like looking at me, this is all you get.
Yeah.
You want me to fly around, cue the music.
I thought mine was from the Chamber of Commerce because he came flying in. We were walking towards a glacier and it came like flying in. It was like, wow.
And you heard America, the beautiful in the background.
I saw mine in its natural habitat at an NFL game.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
Yes. Yes, good for you, Morty. Did he win?
And then he landed, and you put the blindfold over him.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Cart him away.
He had these little black things under his eyes.
Well, that's
too,
good news.
Yes, it is.
So the sun wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Get in his eyes. Well, that's awesome. Right. That's a great story.
It is.
If you have a feel good story, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 963kklz.com. Yeah, some of those things you always hope they'll be, you know, monumental when you see it.
Oh, the Northern Lights. Oh, yeah, not this time of year.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, all right. Okay.
Thought we were going to see schools of dolphins.
He goes,
well, in the morning we did, not in the after. Oh, I should.
Where's the Aurora Borealis?
The Areola Borealis.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Been up all night because the sun never goes down. When are we going to see that?
How do you people live here? All right, we got to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. We're on vacation. What do we care? Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wrapping up the show. The M&C five-song challenge. We'll have to play it a few more times to get listeners in the groove.
Yes, we will.
Karen. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about some big movies coming out this weekend.
Morty's excited.
The big one, of course, Kong, Godzilla. Yeah. What's the rematch number on this?
We all know who's going to win.
Godzilla's, because Godzilla's arms haven't gotten any bigger, have they? No, I can't reach you.
Protector of the worlds, people.
Hello.
And,
oh, man.
Talk about a monster just sitting there with a cigarette and a scarf around with in his chair that on the back it says Godzilla. Yeah.
Is it time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Things you loved as kids but not as adults. Went through that list, and there's quite a... Public pools was also.
Yeah.
As a kid, you loved going to the public pool because your friends were there and new chicks. And
that's right. This is great. How much quarters to get at 50 cents? All right. See, I got yours.
Don't want to age myself, but it was a nickel.
Okay.
And go Knights go tomorrow afternoon, hopefully back on the winning track in Denver against the Avalanche, and hopefully we can shut them down because they are right behind us.
Yeah,
we're tied.
Tied?
Yeah.
See, that's why these games are so important.
I know.
So go Knights, go. Do have a great weekend. Bob Bishop in it for us all next week.
Yay.
We are on vacation, so take care of yourself. Be safe, be careful, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.